says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But truly, truly devastating for the community.
North Carolina is a contested battleground state, but Republican Senator Tom Tillis announced he will not be seeking re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
Two-term North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis calls it quits. The GOP lawmaker announced, "It's not a hard choice, and I will not be seeking re-election." Tillis was one of two Republicans who voted against a procedural motion to move forward with President Trump's tax and spending cut bill late Saturday. Tillis cited his opposition to provisions that would cut Medicaid. Before Tillis's announcement, the president warned of a potential primary challenge against him.
The U.S.-China trade war could impact the availability of fireworks for this July 4th holiday. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call reports.
More than 90% of fireworks come from China. Executive Director of the American Pyrotechnics Association, Julie Heckman.
Well, the timing of the tariffs couldn't have hit at a worse time. The majority of U.S. importers told China, do not ship our product. We can't afford to pay.
Then last month, tariffs were pulled back to 30%.
It's creating a supply chain problem.
The largest pride celebration in the country was held in New York City Sunday with millions in attendance.
The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to fight for their rights. Meet Sam.
I do feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now. We are showing that we will not disappear.
Amanda Alexander for CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Happy Asteroid Day to all who celebrate.
It's not a celebration of asteroids, but a day to raise awareness of them and how to respond if one was ever on a trajectory to hit Earth.
So we have to monitor them, study their orbits, and then make predictions.
Professor Christopher Palma teaches astronomy and astrophysics at Penn State. He says unlike the movies where NASA tries to blow up incoming asteroids,
all we have to do is nudge it off course a little bit.
NASA pulled that off during a recent mission called DART by slamming a satellite into an asteroid. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The speculation is over. LeBron James will not retire. He decided to exercise his $52.6 million option to return to the Lakers for his 23rd season. In a statement, his agent Rich Paul said LeBron wants to compete for a championship. This past season, the Lakers were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by the Timberwolves. LeBron has four championships and plans to...
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a thunderstorm or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 81 for a high. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. By Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
WRJN. the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
In the summertime, your mind. Have a drink, have a try, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJ.
If I can't find my way back home,
the moments we two can share.
Wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me.
has come to leave you one more time. Let me kiss you, then close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
News. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
But how much, baby, do you wear? Kids are flung across the stars. The psychodramas and the traumas gone, the songs are endless, song as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. There is someone
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. I will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he's been just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Linya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing
to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
CBS News special report, the manhunt in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, is over.
We have currently one dead shooter. Based on the preliminary information, we believe that is the only shooter that was on that mountain at that time.
Coon County Sheriff Robert Norris says the suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Norris says they had to move quick to recover the body because of the flames.
We had a fire that was rapidly, it was approaching the body. So we had to scoop up that body.
Only one other person, a first responder, was injured.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely